In reality, many planets have been discovered in other planetary systems beyond our own. But the question is why this is so important. And it's important because around this star, which is called TRAPPIST, what we can find is that there are planets which are in the so-called habitable zone. And this means that in this zone, the surface temperatures on these planets can support or could support the presence of liquid water. And liquid water is what we know being the main component of our form of complex life. So humanity, human beings, are based on liquid water. And therefore, looking for planets in planetary systems not so far away from us, which could have on the surface conditions which are similar to ours, could really bring to a new era in the exploration of our galaxy, because we are looking for something for the first time which could be really similar to us.
Well, you said not so far away. Of course, it's a relative term, I guess.
In planetary, in a related space activities, is quite close because it's about 40 light years, which means that in order to go there, if we would be able to travel at the speed of light, we would take 40 years to reach the place. But we had to travel at the speed of light.
Well, obviously that's not going to happen in the nearest future. So it's but it's amazing that the technology allows us to explore such planets, which are still, I would insist, from the layman's point of view, are so far away. How is that possible?
Clearly, you know, science and space and exploration in general is in a way a step-by-step approach, which means that, yes, every time we, the space community, we think about a space mission in order to provide answers to certain questions. And then when we start finding certain answers to certain questions, at the same time, other questions open up. It's part of the scientific process of discovery. So it's quite interesting because clearly the sensors, instrumentation is becoming more and more a higher resolution, and therefore we can get more than before. But it's also true that it depends on what really you're looking for. And therefore, this is quite an interesting discovery because there was the understanding also with the telescope on the planet, on the ground here on Earth, that this planetary system had to be investigated a bit more. And then with this space mission, this became a reality. So now we know a little bit more. But let me tell you, frankly, I believe this is just the beginning. We will discover more and more planets like this in the near future. That's my, let's say, forecast for the future.
When people hear the word habitable, they imagine aliens, you know, ETs. I guess at this point we're probably talking about microorganisms, but is it possible that we might discover intelligent human beings?
When we talk about habitable zone, it doesn't mean that there is a form of life. It's not automatic. It means that, it's, at least in scientific terms, it means that conditions supporting life have been developed and have been sustained on that given planet in order to, which is, by the way, if you want, a precondition in order to have form of life developed. But it doesn't mean automatically that there is any form of life, you see? Mm-hmm. So it means that, in principle, we believe the conditions could have been developing in the past in order to have the possibility to develop life. But it doesn't mean that life is there.
Well, I guess these planets will have to have names. What's the process of naming planets? Is there a competition, you know, sort of an Oscar process?
No. There are procedures to do that, and there are specific entities doing that. But here, if I may, what is important to notice is that, first of all, we have to, I mean, the scientists and all the community, we have to understand this is important not only for the discovery per se, but it's really important because it brings us then to what the UN also, I mean, what we are doing at the Office for Outer Space Affairs. Allow me also to say that a scientific discovery like this one, someone could say, okay, but and which is the link between this discovery and what we are doing in space activities? Well, there is a lot to be said. On one side, it's really interesting to see that space activities overall, it's a field in which you can really build strong relationships, cooperation activities, also between countries, which usually are not so getting along together so well on other topics. But in space, and in order to, say, look at the future of space exploration beyond the Earth limits, we really work all together, all countries working together with developing countries, spacefaring nations, with nations which just get the benefits of space-based data and infrastructure and information, and they don't have a space program, but they can benefit from programs of others to improve the quality of life of their citizens. So it's really a collective global effort and endeavor, if you want. So if we look at exploration with this from this angle, what I see clearly is that space exploration and the global cooperation in space exploration and innovation is really one of the topics on which we can build with the United Nations, together with all the member states. We can build a platform for space diplomacy. We can go all together and look at the future and look at the exploration of the solar system and look at the exploration of our galaxy all together. And so it's a real good example and potential tool and platform for peace and prosperity on Earth.